It's the Green Hat Podcast, episode number 3. Introduction to Riley, free range kids, and my girls reading for the first time. So here we are. It's been ages since I've done something with It's a Green Hat Podcast. And this is actually the weekend of PAB 2010, Podcasters Cross Borders 2010. It's June 20th. And this would have been the second day for me, or third day, I guess, for the conference. But I came down with a bit of a cold, so I took a day off to try to recover and also not to infect anybody at the conference. And it inspired me from all the great people that I saw and listened to and all their great ideas to get off my ass once again and actually put something out there for this podcast. And I stitched together some audio that I did back in March and also not too long ago, but I think last week as well, where the girls, my twin girls, Ella and Grace, read to me for the first time that I can recall. And also, for the earlier audio that I stitched in, was an introduction to our new family member, Riley. He's our Golden Doodle, new dog addition to the family. I take him out for a walk and talk a little bit about this new thing that I've discovered called Free Range Kids. So, I stitched this together, hope you guys like it. And here's to making time a priority to actually do some more regular things and storytelling on this podcast. My family is now a dog-owning family. That's something a little new for us because I've always been a cat person growing up. But after being asked for months and months and months, almost years and years and years for having a dog, I started to warm up to the idea without telling anyone for the last couple of months and did some research on where you could buy a dog and what type of dog is good and stuff like that. And I found this place just outside of Ottawa that breeds first generation Golden Doodles. So introduce you to... Hey, buddy. Hey, can you say hello? No? He's just eating berries. I should probably let him go. Come on. Shouldn't be eating berries. Anyway, this is Riley. He's currently about 3 months old. And he's a Golden Doodle. And so far, he is an absolute blast. I love having him around. Very smart. So, I figured, you know what, this is a perfect time just to sit here and talk to myself with a microphone and record a little bit of an entry in a podcast, because it's early in the morning, no one's around, and the family's in bed. What better time to have some private time to think about what's going on in my head and try to work it out. An interesting story about my family and growing up right now is a new change that's happened with my son. Come on, Riley. Come. Come over here. Sit. Good boy. Good job. Okay, let's go. We are trying to train Riley so that whenever we come to a crosswalk, he'll sit and then get up and go, and so far it's working. It's all a matter of consistency, right? Just like kids. Anyway, as I was saying, my son, new this week, he's basically discovered that he actually enjoys, at least at his cousin's house, going for sleepovers. And I say that's new because he's very much a guy that, you know, just kind of wants to hang out with mom and dad, loves having his friends and hanging out with his friends and stuff like that. But then when it comes time to getting closer to bed and stuff like that, every other time that he's wanted to do a sleepover, he's always just gotten a bit
homesick, a bit, you know, I don't even know what the proper term is, but he wants to come back to his own bed, I guess, is the way he likes to explain it, because he likes being in his own bed. So this weekend is another weekend where he's basically gone ahead and decided that he does want to stay. So we're doing our best to support him and saying, you know what, bud, if you feel like you need to come home, just give us a call. But if you want to go out, and you can go out. It's been two nights. He's having a blast out there. It's good. It's very good for him. I love it. One of the things I've been exploring recently with parenting has been this whole concept that has spurred up in the last year or so. It's called Free Range Kids. It's a website actually called freerangekids.com. And it's written by a mother who's also a journalist for the New York Times, or maybe the Post, I forget. And she basically wrote a story about how she's given her kids a lot of rope in some modern parenting day books sense of the word. And instead of being a helicopter pilot and or helicopter parent and freaking out about how close you are to your kids and where they are at all times and constantly worried someone's going to snatch them or something like that, and they're going to hurt themselves or things, instead, that's what we call a helicopter parent. Instead, what she believes in is, you know what? If they're mature enough and they understand the consequences of things, let them go ahead and do stuff and explore and play and imagine. And it's a blatantly obvious concept, but it's something that potentially has been lost over the last while because, as she puts it, you know, people hear about the news of the 1% of things that go wrong. They don't hear about the 99% of things that go wrong because it's not newsworthy. So all the things of, quite honestly, terrible things happening to kids is in a very small percentage of the case. And if you have a well-informed parent and child and everything is good, then, you know, why not? So for my example of free-range kids, my son Mac has a friend that lives, I'm actually on the street where he lives, I'm looking down the street towards his house. I'd say it's a, you know, maybe, if you stretched it, a 4-minute walk, if that, to get from our house to Kai's house. And Kai's house is across a major street, well, and a major in the sense it's only two lanes, but it is one of the main arteries, but not as a, you know, traffic light kind of speed of cars or volume of cars. And so it's pretty easy, pretty wide open to be able to see if there's any cars coming when you're walking. So Mac's been demonstrating some excellent skills with being aware and crossing the street. So I opened up the door and the concept to him to possibly go ahead and to start to cross streets completely by himself. And probably about 3 weekends ago, he said, "Dad, would you mind if I went to go down and see if Kai's there?" And I said, "Well, do you want to go by yourself? Because I'm kind of busy here looking after the girls." And he says, "Yeah, you know what? I can do that." He thought about it for a couple of seconds. And he said, "I can do that." So I said, "Okay, well, tell you what, buddy. You go down, cross the street, make sure you look." And you know, this Riley's upset because he's all tangled up in his leash. I'm not paying attention to him. Arr. Come here. Sit. You got it. There we go. Let's walk, would you? There we go. And off he went, got his coat, got his skateboard and his helmet, and walks down the street to the corner where our house is. And then I'm sitting there watching, and he stops. You know, how blatantly simple is this? He looked both ways, and then he walked straight across the street and walked down to Kai's house. The only ask that I had of him is if he was going to stay, that he'd call us, just let us know he's going to stay, otherwise to come on back. So that was Mac's first foray across the street, and then in 15 minutes or so, he magically appears back out of nowhere and says that he wasn't there, and he just walked back again. I mean, how simple is it to cross the street? And everyone's paranoid about letting their kids do it if they have enough sense to do it themselves. It's hilarious. Come on, buddy. Let's go. He's just sitting there taking it all in, isn't he? We did a winter camping thing recently with cubs, and Mac wanted to have a jackknife, and we weren't allowed to bring jackknives to cubs because of safety reasons, which I thought was hilarious because I had a jackknife easily when I was 8. What's the difference between when I was 8 and when Mac's 8? Anyway, when we got back, he did really well, and I said, Mac, you know what, buddy? Let's go off and get a jackknife. So he was very excited. We went off to Walmart and got a chance to look at all the knives that were available in the little display case, and he got to pick one that he liked and try it out. He could open and close it well. And it turns out that the one that he got wasn't great for him to be able to close. But the one that I got was. So next thing you know, my son has my jackknife now. I've got to buy myself a new one. But, you know, the rules are basically, he can ask to use it, and he can keep it in a safe place for himself to use when he wants to, and he just has to be very careful about what he does with it. So here he is. He says, later on that weekend, he says, Dad, would you mind if I whittled? I'm like, yeah, go ahead. You can whittle. So he goes off and finds a stick and sits down on the front porch and starts to whittle. And just like his dad, I look over about 10 minutes later, and I see him sucking on his thumb. I'm like, what's wrong? He's like, oh, I just got to cut myself. I say, well, that happens. And I show him my thumb, and my thumb has 3 scars on it from when I learned how to whittle my first time. So what's the point of all this? Well, there really is no point except for me talking, but honestly, I think I'm going to be able to find some nice balance between being overprotective and letting my kids be kids once they show signs of responsibility and, you know what, just still have safety in mind, you know, but once they show signs of willingness to take on that responsibility, I'm going to give them more rope than I would have a couple years ago when I started being a parent. I think it'll be a happy medium. I think everybody will come out fine on this one. Well, my hand's about to freeze. I need to get some coffee into me, and Riley's walking around the grass here, so I'm going to sign off with this one. Cheers. How old are you, Ella?
6.
Stop. Why are you the same age as Grace?
We're twins.
You're twins. You're twin sisters. So are you going to read for us a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Max loves.
Loved.
Loved Ruby, doll, Emily, so much. Max said he has.
His
Ruby said.
No, his.
His said. Sister Ruby has
no the words.
Emily. So.
Is
him. You got one toy. Thing. Must.
No, look at the letters.
You. May not have. Max had a chimney.
No,
with
what?
A house.
Yeah.
With two chimneys. Third.
But
he got.
No, look. Look at the letters.
Still.
Yeah.
Wants.
No, look at the letters.
Wanted Emily. Max, you have three soldiers, four teddy bears, said Ruby.
Stop.
Looking at Emily.
Quick little bit of audio editing magic. I'm going to jump to Ella finishing the second half of the story.
Max had four.
No.
Five airplanes and six cars.
Yeah.
He had seven insects and one monster
and
a monster with eight legs. But he still wanted Emily. Go away, Max, said Ruby.
Yeah.
I'm puffy, y'all. I have puffy cheeks.
Nine.
See?
Four.
Oh.
Puffy cheeks.
Of Max blocks. Four.
Well.
Fell down.
Quiet,
said Ruby.
Emily
is sleeping.
Asleep. Can you get off my leg, please?
Max had a ten cars, trains, accident.
Yep.
Max, said Ruby, I'll trade you for Emily, for all of your toys.
What do you think happened? Think he did it?
No.
Well, he did, because he has Emily. Good reading, girls. That's amazing. Everyone say goodnight.
Night.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight. Now let us hear it.
Very good. Now you can't hear it. You have to plug it into something to be able to hear it.
All
it
can we do have a plug?
Play. It doesn't work, though. You have to have a special cable and a special plug.
I don't.
You want to try? So, Gracie, don't touch it. Gracie?
What?
Did you like reading that? That's the first time I've ever heard you read like that before.
Well,
Have you done that before?
Yeah. I've done it too. You, my mother,
You've done it to Mom?
No. I could read. Are You My Mother?
Oh, are you? Oh, that book. Yeah, I remember that book. I like that book. Where the birdie falls out of the tree?
Yeah.
Don't touch that, please.
Why can't we turn that around?
Because you don't need to turn it around.
What's that?
So, Grace, how old are you?
6.
You're 6. And where are we right now?
Home.
Whereabouts at home?
Bed.
Whose bed?
My bed.
And where is your bed?
Here.
But, like, are we on the ground?
No.
Where are we?
The top bunk.
The top bunk. It's like, what? I can touch the ceiling right now.
I can.
You guys are too short to touch the ceiling. No, don't get crazy. You know what? You're falling off. There you go. Ella can do it. Yeah, Grace there. Grace, you did it too.
It's because I'm on you.
Yeah,
and you touched the stars.
Yeah, the stars.
What's the red?
The red means you're getting too loud. Thanks a lot for listening. I had a good time putting this together. And again, a great time meeting all my friends at PAB 2010. Special shout out to Scarborough Duke. It's great hanging out with the dude and listening to some of the wisdom that comes out of his mind, because he's a great guy. So I think I shall follow in his footsteps and make more personal time just to go off and think about what's going on and reflect on my own with some personal space and personal time, because it's something I've realized that I'm missing. I need to do more of. So let's see what comes of it. Thanks, guys. See you around.